Some people believe that being brave means never being afraid. Others have experienced fear, true and genuine fear, and they know that being brave means being afraid, but still doing what's right. The Bible tells us that we should be brave. But we need to be brave as God would see bravery, not as man would judge it, but as the Father would judge it, for He is ultimately the one who will judge us in all things. Being brave in the eyes of God. That's our topic today as we explore God's truth for the world.
Paul Meacham, Jr.
Thank you for joining us today, and we hope that you have your Bible handy and are ready to join us in this period of Bible study. If you do have your Bible, open it to 1 Corinthians 16. We'll begin our study today in verse 13. Paul here gives some great advice to the church at Corinth and, by extension, to us today. This is not his own advice, but rather it comes from the Holy Spirit, as he was an inspired man writing by the power of the Holy Spirit. He tells them, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong." We noticed a number of weeks ago that every man needs advice. Every one of us needs to have good counsel. And Proverbs 19 and verse 21 tells us, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." Man has devised great things, thought of wonderful things, engineered, designed, and constructed marvelous things. But none of those things will stand, for heaven and earth will pass away. But the counsel of the Lord, the law of the Lord, the word of the Lord, that will endure for all time. We noticed 2 weeks ago that Paul here advises them to watch, literally to be awake, to be watchful for the dangers that are around them, also to be watchful for opportunities to do the work of the Lord. We need to be watchful. Satan is after us like a lion. He chooses to devour us if we let down our guard, if we are not sufficiently watchful. Last week, we then noticed the need to stand fast in the faith. Not my faith, not your faith, but the faith. This is the standard of faith, the new covenant law of faith, the word that comes to us from God. We need to stand fast in that faith. And standing fast means to persevere, not just to survive, but rather to conquer. And we can conquer by the power of God if we stand in His word. Now, we noticed one great Bible example. Many could have been used, but we used the example of Moses. As Moses went to Pharaoh on behalf of God and delivered the message, "Let my people go." Pharaoh tried a number of compromises, 3 of them that are listed for us, telling them, "No, you don't need to go into the wilderness. Just worship God here." Then he told them, "Well, you men can go, but leave your flocks and your herds and your wives and your children." Finally, Moses told him, "We will all go, young and old, male and female, flocks and herds. Not a hoof will be left behind." Moses would not bend, even though he was defying the most powerful man in the world. For he was the servant of the living God, and that is more powerful than any man or all men. Therefore, Moses remained steadfast. We must have that same attitude of steadfastness. Where our Father, God above, has spoken, we must not bend to any man for any reason. If we have that steadfastness that we should, then He will be faithful to preserve us, and He will reward us in the end. Since we must stand before Him in judgment, we better stand in His faith here on the earth. Finally, today we look at the last 2 pieces of advice. Be brave. Be strong. These 2 go hand in hand, for since we've been told to be watchful, and we've been told to stand fast in the faith, it's almost as though he realizes how difficult that will be and then gives the additional admonition. Be brave, be strong. The Greek that is translated "be brave" literally means to act like a man. Be brave like a man would be brave. Now, acting like a man requires a certain degree of maturity. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11, where Paul says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, this is a figure of speech that he is using. He's using the example of a child growing into manhood, and how that when a child begins, it has different needs and different thoughts and different activities than when the child reaches maturity. He was talking about the fact that God had provided for the early church spiritual gifts, the gifts of tongues and of prophecies, the gift of knowing things that had not been revealed by study, but rather revealed by God, the ability to speak a language that had not been studied, but that God had given to you. The ability of miraculous knowledge and miraculous faith. All of these gifts were mentioned early in the chapter, and he's trying to explain to them that these are the childish things. These are the things that God has provided for the church in its infancy. But a time would come when that which is perfect would be here. The complete revelation of God would be made known, and then these childish things would be put away. However, he teaches all of this based on a principle. A principle that is true of all children of all times in all countries. A child matures into a man. We are not born men. We are not full grown in our understanding and in our thoughts. Rather, we have to mature. We have to grow up. Such is the case with us spiritually. And we're told here to act like a man, to be brave. This means that we must reach a degree of spiritual maturity that will allow us to stand in the face of danger. When we do, we can be the men and the women of God. Now, there are many different ideas of what a man is. I remember last year, when I was in the Ukraine, that I read in one of the English language newspapers that among those living in the rural areas of Ukraine, about 90% of the men smoked cigarettes. About 1% of the women smoked cigarettes. Obviously, in this society, at least it was true in the year 2000, in the rural areas of Ukraine, it is considered a manly thing to smoke cigarettes. It is not considered manly for, or it is not considered appropriate for a woman. It is considered something that is the mark of a man. Well, that is a false idea. That is an idea that man comes up with. Oftentimes, the ideas that we come up with of what makes a man, what makes someone full-grown and mature, does not agree with God's law at all. I'm reminded of 2 Samuel 10, beginning in verse 11, where we find the servants of the Lord here fighting a physical battle. And one says to the other, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will come and help you. Be of good courage. Let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God, and may the Lord do what is right in His sight." Now, this teaches us much about being a man of God. Here are military leaders looking at leading the tribes of Israel against two different enemies, the Syrians and the Ammonites. But they'd say, "We will rely on each other. When I reach a place where I need your help, I will depend on you. When you reach a place where you need my help, you can depend on me. We will be there for each other. And above all of that, we will rely on God. May the Lord do what is good in His sight." We need to have that same attitude today, that we can rely on our brethren and they on us, that we rely most importantly upon God. This is not a sign of weakness, but rather these are signs of strength because they show a mature and full-grown servant of the Lord. Also, to be a man of God, we're going to have to be people of kind understanding. In 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 20, it says, "Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice, be babes, but in understanding, be mature." Now, there's a twofold admonition here. One is that we be people of understanding, mature and full understanding. The other is that we be kind, that there be no malice in us. When we look at these characteristics, the ability to rely on someone else and to come to their aid in time of need, relying on God instead of our own strength above all things, and being kind and understanding, these are not usually the traits we first think of when we think of being a man. But that's what the Bible tells us about being a man of God. And if we're going to be God's man, we must be brave in the way He recognizes. In Ephesians 4 and verse 14, we're told that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. We are going to have to grow up in order to be able to stand fast in the faith, as we were advised last week. We must be brave, but we also are going to have a strength. We must be strong. Our strength comes from the Lord, for He is the only true source of strength. In Philippians 4 and verse 13, Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In Ephesians 6 and verse 10, he said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Don't rely on yourself. Depend on God." And sometimes that means being strong enough to wait. In Psalms 27 and verse 14, we're told, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." There are many things that all of us struggle with. We need to depend on God for His help, but we need to understand that God is not going to work according to our timetable. Many times, we may have to have enough faith to trust in Him and to wait on Him, to wait until it is time for Him to do what He's going to do. Doing the work of God and waiting on God are signs of strength. In Haggai 2 and verse 4, He told Zerubbabel, "Be now strong, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you." These people had just returned from Babylonian captivity. It was necessary that they begin to rebuild their city, their temple, their land. And those who were leading them and the people themselves were given the direct command by God, "Be strong, and I will be with you. Be strong and do my work." We can be people of God. We can take the advice that's been given to us. It's good advice. To be watchful of the dangers that are around us. To stand fast in the faith of God and not allow ourselves to be moved. To be brave and to be strong. If this doesn't describe you, let me encourage you to turn to God's Word, study it, obey it, and be what God would have you to be.